Welcome to Yankee Stadium in New York, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the New York Yankees. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Walt Williams. Batting second. The shortstop, Luis Aparicio. Batting third. The first baseman, Don Pafletic. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Bill Melton. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Buddy Bradford. Batting sixth. The catcher, Ed Hairman. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Ken Berry. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Rich Morales. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Tommy John. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Tommy John. For the New York Yankees. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Horace Clark. Batting second. The shortstop, Gene Michael. Batting third. The left fielder, Roy White. Batting fourth. The catcher, Frank Fernandez. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Bobby Mercer. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Ron Woods. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Bobby Cox. Batting eighth. The first baseman, Len Bomer. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Fritz Peterson. Pitching for the New York Yankees, Fritz Peterson. And now, play ball. Walt Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards short. Michael scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio hits a line drive into center field. Wood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Don Pafletic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pafletic hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton hits a pop-up towards short. Michael settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Yankees nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Horace Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark hits a line drive into center field. Berry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gene Michael is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Michael takes first base on ball four. Roy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White hits a ball on the ground towards third. Melton fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Frank Fernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fernandez hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 2-0, Yankees. Bobby Mercer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mercer hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Morales scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Yankees 2, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Buddy Bradford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bradford strikes out. One out. Ed Hairman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hairman is called out on strikes. Two outs. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry hits a ball on the ground towards short. Michael scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Yankees 2, and the White Sox nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Ron Woods is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woods hits a fly ball into center field. Berry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bobby Cox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cox hits a ball on the ground towards third. Melton juggles the ball. That's an error on Melton. Cox moves to second. Len Bomer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bomer hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. John fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Fritz Peterson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peterson strikes out. Two outs. Horace Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark is 0-for-1 in the game. Clark hits a ball on the ground towards third. Melton fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Yankees 2, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Rich Morales is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morales hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Tommy John is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. John hits a ball on the ground towards short. Michael fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Walt Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-1 in the game. Williams hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 0-for-1 in the game. Aparicio hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cox fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Yankees 2, and the White Sox nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Gene Michael is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Michael is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Michael hits a fly ball into center field. Barry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Roy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0-for-1 in the game. White takes first base on ball 4. Frank Fernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fernandez is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Fernandez hits a ball on the ground towards third. Melton fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Yankees 2, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Don Pafletic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pafletic is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Pafletic hits a line drive into left field. White settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 0-for-1 in the game. Melton hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cox fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Buddy Bradford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bradford is 0-for-1 in the game. Bradford hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cox fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Yankees 2, and the White Sox nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Bobby Mercer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mercer is 0-for-1 in the game. Mercer hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ron Woods is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woods is 0-for-1 in the game. Woods hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Bobby Cox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cox is 0-for-1 in the game. Cox strikes out. Two outs. Len Bomer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bomer is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Bomer hits a fly ball into right field. Bradford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Yankees 2, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ed Hermann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hermann is 0 for 1 in the game. Hermann hits a line drive towards short. Michael reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 0 for 1 in the game. Berry hits a pop-up towards short. Michael settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rich Morales is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morales is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Morales hits a ball on the ground towards first. Bomer scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Morales for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Yankees 2, and the White Sox nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Fritz Peterson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peterson is 0 for 1 in the game. Peterson strikes out. One out. Horace Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark is 0 for 2 in the game. Clark hits a ball on the ground towards third. Melton fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Gene Michael is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Michael is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Michael hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Roy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. White hits a ball on the ground towards third. Melton fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Yankees 2, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Tommy John is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. John is 0 for 1 in the game. John hits a fly ball into right field. Mercer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Walt Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Williams hits a fly ball into center field. Wood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 0 for 2 in the game. Aparicio hits a ball on the ground towards short. Michael scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Yankees 2, and the White Sox nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Frank Fernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fernandez is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Fernandez takes first base on ball 4. Bobby Mercer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mercer is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Mercer hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. There goes Fernandez trying to get to third. Bradford throws the ball into Melton, who tags Fernandez for the out. One out. Ron Woods is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woods is 0 for 2 in the game. Woods takes first base on ball 4. Mercer moves to second. Bobby Cox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cox is 0 for 2 in the game. Cox hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Mercer moves to third. Woods moves to second. Two outs. Len Bomer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bomer is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Bomer is walked intentionally. Fritz Peterson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peterson is 0 for 2 in the game. Peterson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Yankees 2, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Don Pafletic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pafletic is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Pafletic hits a ball on the ground towards short. Michael scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 0 for 2 in the game. Melton hits a fly ball into center field. Wood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Buddy Bradford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bradford is 0 for 2 in the game. Bradford hits a fly ball into center field. Wood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Yankees 2, and the White Sox nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Horace Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark is 0 for 3 in the game. Clark hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Gene Michael is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Michael is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Michael hits a ball on the ground towards third. Melton fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Roy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Michael moves to second. Roy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. White takes first base on ball 4. Frank Fernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fernandez is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Fernandez hits a pop-up towards short. Aparicio settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bobby Mercer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mercer is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. Mercer hits a ball on the ground towards first. Pafletic scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Mercer for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Yankees 2, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ed Hermann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hermann is 0 for 2 in the game. Hermann hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Clark scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 0 for 2 in the game. Berry hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cox fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bobby Knoop pinch hits for Rich Morales. Bobby Knoop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knoop hits a fly ball into center field. Wood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Yankees 2, and the White Sox nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Bobby Knoop now playing second base. Chuck Brinkman now catching. Ron Woods is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woods is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Woods hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bobby Cox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cox is 0 for 3 in the game. Cox hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Len Bomer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bomer is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Bomer hits a ball on the ground towards third. Melton fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Yankees 2, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ron Hansen pinch hits for Tommy John. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Tommy McCraw pinch runs for Ron Hansen. Walt Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards short. Michael misplays the ball. That's an error on Michael. McCraw moves to second. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 0 for 3 in the game. Aparicio bunts towards third. Cox fields it and throws to first for the out. McCraw moves to third. Williams moves to second. One out. Don Pafletic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pafletic is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Pafletic hits a fly ball into left field. White settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 0 for 3 in the game. Melton hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of White. Melton reaches second base with a double. McCraw scores. Williams scores. Two runs are unearned. It's White Sox, 2, Yankees, 2. Lindy McDaniel now pitching. Buddy Bradford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bradford is 0 for 3 in the game. Bradford strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Yankees 2. The Yankees will come to bat. Wilbur Wood now pitching. Lindy McDaniel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McDaniel strikes out. One out. Horace Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark is 0 for 4 in the game. Clark strikes out. Two outs. Gene Michael is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Michael is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Michael hits a pop-up towards short. Aparicio settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Yankees 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Chuck Brinkman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brinkman hits a fly ball into center field. Wood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 0 for 3 in the game. Berry hits a ball on the ground towards short. Michael misplays the ball. That's an error on Michael. Bobby Knoop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knoop is 0 for 1 in the game. Knoop hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cox fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Cox. Berry moves to third. Pete Ward pinch hits for Wilbur Wood. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Fernandez for a passed ball. Knoop moves to second. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward hits a fly ball into left field. White settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Berry tags and scores. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 3-2, White Sox. Walt Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Williams strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Yankees 2. The Yankees will come to bat. Gary Bell now pitching. Roy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0 for 2 in the game. With two walks. White takes first base on ball 4. Frank Fernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fernandez is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Fernandez takes first base on ball 4. White moves to second. Jerry Kenny pinch runs for Frank Fernandez. Danny Lazar now pitching. Bobby Mercer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mercer is 2 for 4 in the game, with two singles. Mercer bunts towards third. Melton fields it and throws to first for the out. White moves to third. Kenny moves to second. One out. Ron Woods is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woods is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Woods is walked intentionally. Jimmy Hall pinch hits for Bobby Cox. Danny Murphy now pitching. Jimmy Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall hits a pop-up towards short. Aparicio settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jake Gibbs pinch hits for Len Bomer. Jake Gibbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gibbs is called out on strikes. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 3, and New York Yankees, 2. Goodbye from Yankee Stadium in New York.